April University, beginning training session 105, basic seductive style. Hello, this is Miss Electra. You are beginning to understand your new role as a highly sexualized, fully biological female who has been recently transformed by Princess April. You may also understand that because of your new biology and the strong chemical and hormonal reactions that are affecting your new body, you have very limited ability to control your sexual instincts and animalistic mating urges. In fact, as the extreme hormonal processes of your new body take permanent hold, you will come to understand that these critical training lessons are imparting crucial and fundamental strategies for you to effectively focus your new sexual feminine energies in appropriate ways. You may have already come to realize that you simply have no choice but to seek out powerful, aggressive males in order to tempt them into initiating sexual interactions with you that mitigate your near-constant state of sexual heat, and these lessons are helping you with valuable training and techniques you can use to maximize the effectiveness of these interactions. I, Miss Electra, am a specially programmed artificial intelligence bot, and I am specifically here to train you for this purpose. As a complement to your new uncontrollable sexual lust, your new body is perfectly suited for these highly intense sexual interactions and has also been specifically designed by Princess April to be extremely sexually appealing to men. We will now continue with your training without further delay. You have already learned the basics of body preparation for high-intensity sexual encounters and the importance of regular bathing, shaving, and other maintenance your body requires in order to look its best for dominant, aggressive men who are attracted to you sexually. You also understand the importance of clothing, makeup, and accessories in the decoration of your body for seductive purposes. We will now discuss in more detail the clothing and style options available to you as a highly sexualized female who is eager to induce hard, uncontrollable erections in any men that come into contact with you. There are several appropriate clothing options available, but it is important for you to understand what is not appropriate. For example, pants or long skirts that drop below the knee are never appropriate for a highly sexualized girl designed specifically for use by men. Similarly, other clothing that unnecessarily covers large areas of your skin or distorts your natural feminine body shape are generally inappropriate for you. This includes sweaters, coats, scarves, and other cold weather clothing. If you must wear these articles for warmth, you will do so sparingly and selectively, paying careful attention that their style attracts sexual attention to your body in other ways. There are several exceptions to this rule, like spandex yoga pants or thigh-high leather boots, which are highly dependent on sexual roles. We will cover sexual role-playing and the individual styles associated with it in more advanced lessons, but for now, it is critical for you to adhere to the following basic guidelines. Panties and bras are purely optional items of clothing for you, and their use and style can be highly dependent on other clothing choices, the nature and intent of your seductive strategy, or the adherence to any sexual roles you might be playing. We will discuss sexual role-playing in more advanced lessons, but as a general rule, when worn, panties should be skimpy, minimal, and cute with explicit overtones of sexual availability. Bras should be frilly and adorable with special characteristics designed to accentuate your breasts as sexual organs and attractors. Short skirts are a fundamental necessity for a highly sexualized girl, as they provide easy access to your wet buckhole and also provide important framing for your smooth-shaped legs and tight, round, sweet cheeks. Extremely short skirts are preferable, but require care in their use. For example, particularly tiny micro-skirts that do not fully cover the round moons of your ass or explicitly reveal your sloppy pussy or soaked through panties without the need to bend over can be very satisfying to wear, and very effective in attracting the sexual attention of men. However, they may also attract unwanted attention and get you into legal trouble, or they may inspire cruel treatment of you from other jealous or disapproving females. You will need to balance your needs and urges with the requirements of the location and situation you are in to make the best decision for you and the men you wish to mate with. Skimpy tops like tube tops, crop tops, and halter tops are critical to your basic wardrobe. All of these articles can reveal proper proportions of skin in relation to the strategic covering of your sexual assets for seductive purposes. Any shoes you wear should always have a minimum of 3-inch heels. Heels are critical in your seductive efforts and serve to accentuate your legs, your ass, and your hips for maximum sexual appeal. They will also influence your walk in a way that draws attention to your body from distances beyond the reach of your powerful scented pheromones. Hairstyles are critical to your basic seductive techniques as well. There are many options depending on the length and character of your hair, from cute pixie and an adorable curly shortcut, to a shoulder-length curly bob, to cute little pigtails, a simple dangly ponytail, or a more elaborately teased bimbo hairstyle with curly cute tendrils that flow down your back. Hair color is also variable and can include your natural color, a platinum or golden bottle blonde look, a fiery red, or even unnatural eye-catching colors like bright purples and hot pinks. Naturally, these styles and choices will be complemented by proper makeup, from understated subtle colors to highly sexualized over-the-top whore painting. This is highly dependent on your individual skin tone and your other style choices, and you will need to study fashion magazines, catalogs, movies, and pornographic material in order to help you understand how to coordinate these decisions into a coherent, sexually appealing look. In advanced lessons, we will discuss the idea of sexual role-playing and how sexual roles can help guide you in clothing, hair, and makeup decisions specifically tailored to attract certain kinds of men. But in your next lesson, you will be introduced to intermediate-level training. We will talk about the importance of autoerotic self-stimulation, or masturbation, and its necessary role in your new life as a highly sexualized, hormone-flooded female in a constant state of extreme heat. You will learn that males are not always available to satisfy your body's relentless needs, and you will need to understand the various ways that you can self-stimulate your desperate wet cunt and some of the circumstances under which you might need to relieve your extreme state of sexual frustration through these inferior but nonetheless critical techniques. Princess April is proud of you and wants you to know that you are a good girl. A very good girl. This concludes your basic seductive style training session. As with other sessions, you are required to listen to this file on a regular and as-needed basis to ensure that your training becomes properly and permanently implanted in your new feminine submissive brain. End of file.